Have you ever watched one of those action movies with car chase scenes and wondered how many cars they destroyed making the film? Today, I'll give you some facts about the cars that survive and those that don't. It's this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was the burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have Ark County right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Machinery Pete's having a huge summer unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. This is one auction you can't miss. Items are open for bidding now and close August 1st. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
As Rusty Robinson can tell you, some TV shows and movies destroy a lot of cars.
Dukes of Hazzard, I think they destroyed close to 400 Chargers making the Dukes of Hazzard. It got to a point where they were just leaving notes on windshields of cars in parking lots and trying to find them because, you know, every episode, they destroyed something.
Rusty created his own TV and movie car museum in Jackson, Tennessee. He says the record for most cars destroyed in a movie used to go to a movie classic.
Of course, the Blues Brothers, they bought all these cars, and that last chase scene with the cops, man, they destroyed over 100 cars making that one movie.
But today, that record of over 500 cars destroyed goes to Transformers 3. Rusty says there's a good reason for that total.
Wherever they filmed that movie, there was a flood, and there was an overstock of cars. They look real nice, but they're all totaled from flood damage. That's what they use for a scene where just tearing, just like mowing through stuff.
There's been a big change from the days of destroying cars in the Blues Brothers movie versus today.
Dan Aykroyd, when he's doing 115-20 down the middle of Chicago, he was actually driving the car. You know, you see all that stuff floating on the dash. He's like nailing it, you know. They broke a lot more rules back then, too. They could get away with a lot more.
Rusty has quite a movie car collection, and he enjoys sharing the stories of those cars he's brought back to life here at his museum. Traveling the Countryside in Jackson, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McRae.